Countries in the Pacific are also taking extreme measures. Almost 40 cases have been reported in the region, with the first recorded death on the weekend. Several Pacific Island countries are locking down and bringing in police and army officers to respond, even to a single case. With vastly under-resourced health systems, stopping the spread before it can take hold is vital, as our correspondent Natalie Whiting reports.
Papua New Guinea, the biggest Pacific Island nation, is going into lockdown.
We've now declared a nationwide state of emergency. It will come under the power...
The Prime Minister, James Morape, says the state of emergency will be in place for 14 days.
The police commissioner is the controller. He will be the controller.
Domestic flights will be grounded and movement across the country restricted. People are being urged to work from home and schools will go to holidays early. It comes just days after Papua New Guinea confirmed its first case of coronavirus.
This call is not to make anyone panic. As we speak and as I speak today, there's only one pronounced candidate. And by the grace of God, there is no indicating evidence of an expansion of this virus as yet.
But confusion surrounded the announcement of the first COVID-19 case in PNG. The government repeatedly said the 45-year-old mine worker from Australia had tested negative for the virus. But then sources inside the testing facility said the result was positive. In response, the health minister told the ABC that there'd been both a positive and a negative result from the case and denied that he'd misled the public. But hours later, the government confirmed the man did have coronavirus. The army and police have been called in to help with the response in PNG. The police minister, Brian Kramer, says officers will be working alongside health teams.
The concern is if the rapid response team, currently made up of health department officers, were to go into communities like settlements or markets, that they would become issues of their safety would be an issue of concern.
The PNG case is one of almost 40 now confirmed in the region. On the weekend, the first death was recorded, a 68-year-old woman in Guam. Papua New Guinea isn't alone in taking drastic action in response to a confirmed case. Most of the health systems here won't cope with a pandemic, and trying to stop it before it starts is seen as the best option. New Caledonia has 4 cases and is also going into lockdown.
Va exiger de tous beaucoup de discipline, de rigueur.
The French High Commissioner, Laurent Prevot, told a news conference the entire population is being ordered to stay inside for a fortnight. People will only be allowed out of their homes to buy food or go to medical appointments. Samoa and Tonga haven't recorded a case yet, but they've already declared national emergencies, a clear indication of the risks COVID-19 poses to these vulnerable nations.
That's our BNG correspondent, Natalie Whiting.